Welcome to the Elevated Edit Podcast. I'm your host, Blakely Ramsey, and the goal of this podcast is to discuss all things personal development, wellness, and the art of editing your life in an elevated way. From mastering morning routines to mastering your mindset, we're going to sift through the noise and empower you to take elevated action. Make sure you catch the show notes for all the details. Enjoy the show. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Elevated Edit Podcast. This is going to be a Friday short and sweet episode for y'all because I want to give you options if you have an awkward 15-minute pause in your day and you were like, what can I do? Maybe I can scroll on social media. No. Actually pack a punch and put some good input into your brain. Now, today, and you're going to laugh when you hear what I'm going to talk about because it sounds very counterintuitive to what I believe in and what I talk about on this podcast. Because today we're going to talk about the shortcut to success that no one talks about. And you're going, okay, shortcut, likely that does not sound like you, but hold on because it's going to make sense. Everyone wants a shortcut to success, right? But no one talks about the real shortcut. It's not about working harder. It's not even really about working smarter, which is once again counterintuitive because y'all know I am all about working smarter. So what is it? This one shift changed everything for me. And if you can get this, your whole game is going to change as well. There is this illusion of smart work. Everyone is obsessed with efficiency. And look, I'm the systems girl. I'm the habits girl. Everyone thinks, okay, if I can just get that Trello board, if I can just get that system, if I can just get that habit, if I can just get that new planner, that new app, whatever it is, everyone thinks that efficiency is going to help. But the truth is, you can't optimize your way out of the wrong mindset. Most people are just managing their current level of success better. They're not actually elevating. And this goes against everything that I want for you because I don't want you to just be able to do more, do it faster. I want you to do it in an elevated way, which is very intentional. It's very joyful. It's very abundant. The real shortcut here is going to be an identity shift because who you are matters more than what you do. You don't get what you work for. You get what you believe that you deserve. You can't outwork a limiting belief. If your brain sees you as a $10,000 a month person, you will sabotage anything beyond that. And it took me a really, really long time to comprehend that this was something that was even holding me back. I remember even a year ago, if you had asked me my beliefs about certain things, I would have said, oh, I am a great team player. I am excellent at working for other people. I am excellent at bringing other people's visions to life. I am great at being the supporting role. I am great at being just underneath leadership. Like that was genuinely what I believed for myself. I believed that I was a great supporting role. I was a great team member. I believed that I would not be a good entrepreneur because I didn't think that I had the skills to handle finances and set up the back end and network at the level that I needed to and do all of these things. Like I just genuinely didn't believe that. It wasn't something that on the face of it, I was necessarily upset about. I had just settled into that is my role in life. That's just who I am. And so any opportunities that were outside of that limiting belief, I would sabotage. You know, there were a couple times, it's so funny looking back now, there were times when I was given the opportunity, almost on a silver platter, to do exactly what I'm doing right now, but I self-sabotaged because my limiting beliefs were holding me back. I saw myself as a team player. I saw myself as a supporting role, so I self-sabotaged any belief that was beyond that. Isn't that wild? Like looking back now, I'm like, oh my goodness, I self-sabotaged so much. And it was because I was trying to outwork a limiting belief that I wasn't even aware of. High-level women think, move, and operate from their future self, not their current self. And that's such a huge shift, and it's not going to come overnight. But operating from your future self, you are going to operate from an elevated way. Your decisions are going to be different. Your choices are going to be different. Your habits are going to be different. Your boundaries are going to be different. Everything is going to be different when you're operating from your future self instead of your current self. Now you might be thinking, okay, Blakely, this all sounds great in theory, but this A sounds really complicated to implement, and B, like, are you sure that's even possible for me? But I've got a formula for you. It's called the Fast Track Formula, and it's very, very simple, very easy to implement. One, you're going to stop asking, what do I need to do? And two, you're going to start asking, who do I need to be? Because the highest level women, they don't just focus on tasks. They don't focus on being busy. They don't focus on more, 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 more. They focus on transformation. So if you were already that next level version of you, what would you stop tolerating? What would you demand? How would your decisions look different? And when you start practicing this, at first you're going to be like, okay, nothing's changing. You know, she made me a lot of big promises and nothing's happening. But slowly over time, there's going to be moments where you're like, ooh, I reacted differently in that moment. I was literally a different person in that moment. Or, oh, a year ago, I would have tolerated that action. But just now I spoke up. I put a boundary in place. The world didn't come crashing down. You know, I might have hurt somebody's feelings or, you know, made them upset for a couple seconds, but they got over it. And you're going to start demanding more. You're going to start demanding clear communication. You're going to start demanding clear expectations, and you're going to communicate back with those people, and y'all are going to come to a clear understanding. I had a conversation just this week, and it was almost like a full circle moment for me, and I realized just how far I've come in the last year. I used to get this anxiety when my phone would ring. I was so scared somebody was going to call me, mad at me, upset with me, demanding something from me that I didn't know if I could handle, and I didn't have the inner strength to be like, no, I can't. You know, like, it was just constant anxiety. Like, I would literally get so anxious when someone would call me, because I had this massive people-pleasing tendency, and I had this huge fear of, like, other people being mad at me or letting other people down. So someone called me this last week, and he wasn't necessarily rude, but you could tell that he had a certain expectation, which is totally fine. I mean, that's really what I talk about on the show. And so, you know, I'm sitting here, I'm listening to his request, and, you know, he's going over certain things, and he's going over, you know, what he wants and how he wants it to be, and all these things. And I got this feeling. I was like, Blakely, you need to ask him some clarifying questions. Like, you need to pull out his genuine expectations on the forefront, so that way you know if you can commit to them or not. And not even am I capable, but would my future self tolerate what he is expecting? And, you know, he's talking to me, and I'm trying to actively listen, but I'm also trying to, you know, come up with the questions that I'm about to ask him. And so he, you know, gave his spiel, and so I said, okay, do you mind if I ask you a couple questions, a couple follow-up questions about a few things that you said? And he was like, yeah, absolutely. And so I went through the list, and I was like, okay, when you said this, I want you to clarify what you're actually expecting of me right here. And he was like, well, I would expect you to do this and this and this. And I was like, okay. I said, now this point right here, you were very specific about what the outcome was that you wanted. What exactly would you expect from me? And how do you think I can control that outcome? And so he told me exactly what he wanted me to do and exactly what he expected me to do and all the work that he expected me to put in. And it was like in that moment, I literally felt so relieved because I was like, I'm not going to work with this person. I don't have to work with this person. He is not my ideal client. He is not someone that I want in my life for a single second longer. And I had to turn down money. I mean, it's not like it was just something random he was asking me. It was a possible potential client. And a year ago, I would have taken it because I was money focused. I was like, oh, I might have to deal with this guy. He might drive me crazy, but it's money. But now I'm like, no, my future self would not tolerate being spoken to the way that this guy is speaking to me. And not even necessarily that he was rude, but his expectations were so far out of the realm of what my next level version of myself would tolerate. I was like, no, me and this guy cannot work together. And so I let him finish his spiel. And I was very professional, but I was also very assertive with him. And I said, sir, I completely respect everything that you have said on our conversation today. I completely get where you're coming from. However, I don't think that I am a good fit for you. I don't think professionally I'm going to be able to live up to your expectations. And when I tell you, there was a silence on the other end of the phone, complete silence. Now, my ego wanted to overexplain and be like, okay, I'm like going through this thing where I'm setting boundaries and I'm working on my next level version of myself. I was like, no, I'm not going to overexplain. I'm going to let him think that I just can't do it or whatever he wants to think of me. That's perfectly fine. I don't need to overexplain. I just told him, I don't think I'm going to be a good fit for you. And then I said, when he still didn't say anything, he still hadn't responded, I said, you've got my number. If you ever have any questions, you don't hesitate to call me and have a great rest of your day. And he was like, you have a great rest of your day too. Like you could tell, never in a million years did he think that I was going to turn him down. Like that was never once something that crossed his mind. And we probably got off the phone and he was like, what just did this girl just turn down money? But I knew, A, him being in my life was going to be a huge detriment. He was someone who was not going to respect my time boundaries, my boundaries when it comes to my phone and my email and my personal life. I just knew it. Like I had a gut feeling that he was going to be someone that was literally going to drive me mad. And it's not worth it. That's not worth it to me. I want clarity and peace and joy and abundance. And I know there are people out there who want to work with me who will respect my boundaries because they know that I can show up as my best self and serve them in the highest way if I take care of my physical self, my mental self, my emotional self. There's people out there that are my ideal client. And so I'm going to keep people like him out of my life and I'm going to save space for him, save space for those people who are going to respect me. And that's where it goes back to that fast track formula of instead of saying, asking, what do I need to do? Start asking, who do I need to be? In that case, I needed to be someone who was very clear about what I offer as a professional, and I'm very clear about my boundaries as a professional. That is who I am. When I ask, who do I need to be? That's where it comes into place. And so I'm not just making gut reactions of, oh, I'm desperate to make this money. I'm being very clear about who do I need to be. That's where I was asking if I'm already that next level version of myself, if I'm already the version of myself that I want to be, what am I no longer tolerating? What am I demanding? And I'm telling you, whatever profession you're in, whatever situation that you're in, having that clarity and being able to stand firm in your boundaries and your beliefs in yourself, it's going to be so huge. It's going to make you feel so good. So right now, I want you to think of one belief about yourself that is keeping you at your current level. I want you to rewrite it. I want you to shift it, and I want you to act like it's already true. So if you believe I can't handle more success, I want you to start moving like someone who thrives under pressure. Whatever your limiting belief is right now, I want you to rewrite it, shift it, and act like it's already true. Because who you're being today determines what you get tomorrow. This is why I've been able to move so fast the last few months. This is why the women who I took through my beta version of my program have been able to move so fast as well. The shortcut isn't about working harder. It's about stepping into who you need to be. If this episode hit something in your soul, please share it. Share it on social media, share it with a friend, or DM me your biggest shift at the Blakely Ramsey. And if you're serious about playing bigger, I want you to stay tuned because something really big is coming. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I will see you in the next episode. Thank you for tuning in to the Elevated Edit Podcast. I hope you found today's episode inspiring and full of actionable tips. Don't forget to check out the show notes for all the resources and links mentioned. If you enjoyed the show, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with your friends. Follow us on social media for more updates and inspiration. Until next time, keep growing, glowing, and elevating your life. See you soon.